99.9 FM, The Zoo, Kicking Your Arms, and Rocking Little Wilds, the Doobie Brothers, for you. Quarter after eight. It's Thursday morning, 14th day of March, and I'd like to welcome into the studios this morning Superintendent of the Randolph County Schools, Dr. Stephen Gainey. Good morning, sir. Nice to see you.
Good morning. So, good morning.
Your wife reminded you to smile on the radio, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's always a good thing. Sorry, I'm having computer issues here. I hate computers, and they're my best friend. So what's going on? We're getting into middle of March, so we're actually getting ready for the countdown on the last quarter, and you still had things. We were out at Randleman High School for the Randleman Wedding Expo this past weekend, and I hadn't realized how gorgeous the facility. Usually they don't let me into most schools without a reason. But a gorgeous facility up there with the theater and just everything in place. Thank you for letting us go out there.
Well, great.
Because I'm sure it was your decision.
There's a lot of things that people plan that they just take care of throughout our season.
Who's the principal out there? Because I'd heard
Randleman High School, Dennis Hamilton.
Yeah, I'd heard some good words about him during the course of the event.
Does a great job. He and his staff do a great job.
All right. So what's going around with the rest of the county? Because you're involved in it all.
Well, we're really rolling now. We really are. We have not had a non-student day as far as the teacher work day or anything since the middle of January. A lot due to the weather and all that we had back in the fall. But yeah, I just want to say a big thank you and tell the teachers and staff at schools how proud I am of them. I mean, I know they're tired. We have a teacher work day 2 weeks from tomorrow, and I know they're tired, but you don't see it. The kids are engaged. They have really stepped up, and we have done a lot of hard work to catch up from all the time we missed back in the fall with the weather between the two hurricanes and the snow.
Yeah.
Had that week in December. So really just proud of what I've seen from staff and teachers, staff, sports staff, and principals. But again, it doesn't surprise me because the people we have in our system, we have just some great people and just very proud of them. I know they're tired, but they don't show it and they're not complaining because they're doing what they do every day and take care of kids. And I want to say thank you to the students because the students are really engaged and taking advantage of this long run. We've had a great winter.
Yeah, better to get the work done. And spring is starting next week officially, so maybe we've past the winter mark here.
Everything
going
changes
on
when spring break gets here, and everybody forgets about snow then, and they're on to the warm weather. So we're getting closer, and I'm just
planning on prom.
Yeah, and the end of the year events, which are exciting. But we have a lot of things going on. I want to showcase.
Yeah, sure,
bit.
Please. What have you got?
I want to say big congratulations to Ethan Oakley. Won a state championship in 2A wrestling on February 16th in Greensboro. He won state championship in 126-pound. Class. Ethan's just a wonderful, wonderful student and wonderful wrestler. I just want to say congratulations to him. We've just had a lot of big things happen with our students. We just finished Battle of the Books on March 5th. Mm-hmm. Northeastern Randolph Middle School won the Middle School Battle of the Books. Now they'll go on April 5th to the Regional Battle of the Books event. And on March 6th, Seagrove Elementary School won the Elementary Battle of the Books, and they'll compete in the regional competition.
Is Battle of the Books number of books read or?
Well, they have a team from each school, and they compete on questions that are posed at them in the competition. Two teams compete against each other.
So it's about book knowledge.
Yes, and they have books they've read prior to going in. It's exciting to watch the kids get up on the stage and deliberate within their team to the answers to the questions that have been posed to their team. And a lot of staff members very involved in making this event happen. So it's a wonderful event. Bob Shackelford always lets us use his facility, his auditorium. Mm-hmm. It's just great events, well attended. Parents are always there. It's usually no seat left unfilled in the auditorium.
That's
so
great.
Very excited about that.
Well, reading is fundamental, I hear.
Yeah, and that week was just a huge week for our school system. It kicked off also Youth Art Month. And if you've never been to the Randolph Arts Guild, when we have the display of the
this is where
artwork.
They actually have a gallery display.
Oh, yeah, and it is wonderful. And we had that on March 6th. The elementary schools had a reception at 4 o'clock, and then the middle and high schools had a reception at 5:30. And just looking at the talent of our children, even when it's – and we do it in combination. You know, Uari Charter was involved. Ashborough City Schools were involved. Just looking at the artistic talent of our kids throughout this county is just unbelievable. And Uari Charter was the sponsor of the reception this year, and really appreciate them doing that. I also want to say a big thank you and congratulations to Sarah Downey and her students at Wheatmore High School on March 6th. They represented Randolph County at the North Carolina Music Educators Association Concerts at the Capitol. And this was to kick off Music in Our Schools Month. And her group, her honors choral ensemble is called the Voices of Valor. And if you want to see a real thrilling performance, go see her chorus group perform sometime.
And it's amazing the talent that's available in a lot of these choral groups and the county bands. And all of that.
I mean,
it's surprising because you don't think about it, really.
But. No, and you go to these events, and I've been to several concerts at Wheatmore High School, and Sarah just does a great job. And she's one of many. We have chorus teachers all over the school system and band directors all over the school system and the art teachers. They just do a great job. So I want to congratulate Sarah and her students at Wheatmore High School. Also want to say congratulations to the Northeastern Randolph team that won the FFA Biotechnology Quiz Bowl State Championship at North Carolina A&T State University on March the 8th. Did a great job there. And I want to just, we have a big event coming this weekend. We have the middle school volleyball tournament at Uwari Ridge, 6-12. Semifinals will be Saturday. The first round is Friday throughout the evening. And semifinals and finals will be Saturday at 9, 9:50, and 10:50. The finals will be at 10:50, so just excited about that.
Yeah, and that's another thing, is all the sports that are out there. Most people just think football, baseball, thank you very much, basketball, okay. But, you know, with the wrestling and the volleyball, the softball, it is amazing how many things keep going on.
And if I could just share a couple other things real quick.
No, you're out of time. Get out of here.
Well, I could use 2 hours talking about our school system.
We got time. What else we got?
But I want to say a big thank you to Community and Schools, led by Paula Owens. We have this event that is held for eighth graders at our middle schools called Reality Stores.
Yeah.
And Randolph High School does a little different. They do it for their ninth graders. But it's typically held at eighth graders, for the eighth graders. And I was out at Northeastern Randolph Middle the other day. Mm-hmm. I just want to say a big thank you to all the community members who engage in that event. And what it does, it kind of, the way I would describe it is it gives kids a real life opportunity to look at managing finances. Kids have different scenarios are given, like, you know, what different things they have to pay for, like homes and cars
How to fill out a check. I mean, checks are pretty archaic, but every now and then you're going to have to write one out.
But, you know, when I go to that, I just am always amazed who from our community, they're just helping out, just trying to do something to help our children.
Yeah.
I want to just say a big thank you to Paula and her staff, because they make that happen every year throughout the school system, and it's exciting.
Yeah, Communities in Schools does a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff that they don't really get credit for. They're just there doing their job.
Well, Paula's a wonderful leader and her staff. And lastly, I want to reach out and just say thank you to Thomas Tire and Automotive. We have now expanded Apprenticeship Randolph to include automotive systems technology.
Wow.
And Thomas Tire and Automotive is one of our partners. I don't know if you remember, but Apprenticeship Randolph has started with manufacturing technology, and we're up to 20 or 21 partners. This is a wonderful program, and now Thomas Tire and Automotive has joined in for the automotive systems technology.
And
it's
another area where jobs are available, but it does take some specialized training that you just can't find anywhere.
And I tell you something else it takes, and it's very evident. It takes great school leaders as far as at the school level, the CDCs, the counselors, the teachers encouraging kids to pursue this opportunity, and it takes great kids. And we're seeing great kids taking advantage of this opportunity, and I couldn't be more proud of what's going on with the kids through Apprenticeship Randolph. And I want to say a big thank you to all our partners, because these partners in the community are helping us take care of kids, and it's just a wonderful feeling to see these kids get this opportunity. So a big thank you to everybody involved, from community partners to career development coordinators, counselors, teachers, principals, everybody who's encouraging kids to take care of or take advantage of these opportunities.
And you can find out about a lot of this stuff on the school's county website.
Absolutely.
With a lot of information on
there. If you can't
find
it there, just call us. We'll tell you about it. We'll make sure the kids know where to go for the opportunities.
All right. Dr. Stephen Gainey, thank you. Look forward to seeing coming in next month. Find out how to get ready to wrap up the year.
Yeah, I'll be back next month.
All right. It's 8:24 at 99.9 FM, The Zoo.